Thank you so much for joining me this Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. I apologize again for last night, got caught up with something and wasn't able to make it. So we're going to learn Bez Hashem today, Simin Shin Pei Gimel, the entire Simin Shin Pei Gimel, Ubo Se'if Echad. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, and this is page Resh Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Einu Yehudi Adorim Shnei Yisraelim. If you have a non-Jew that lives together in the same chatzah with two Jewish people, Ve'einu Yehudi Bebeso, but the Einu Yehudi is not home. Say Einu Osa, then he doesn't cause any problem. You don't need a Schirus Rishos from a guy who's not there. Via Arvu, via Mutarim. So the Jewish people just make an Erev between themselves, and it's all good. Boha Einu Yehudi b'Shabbos, but if the Einu Yehudi shows up on Shabbos, oh sir, now he causes a problem, the Erev Batel, and that therefore nullifies the Erev. But all is not lost. They could still solve that problem. They can do a schiris rishus from the Einu Yehudi on Shabbos, and then one of the Jews will be mevatel rishus to the other one, and he'll be that yachid will be mutter. And certainly, if the Einu Yehudi shows up on Shabbos and then he drops dead on Shabbos, so they didn't do a schiris rishus. So one of the Jews could be Mvatal Rishos to the other one, and it will be mutter for him, says the Mishnah Brura. Im Shnei Yisraelim b'chatzer echad, that there's this one non-Jew and two Jews in the same chatzer. Ve'eina akum bebeso shalach kodem Shabbos uvekol b'nei beso liracheres. He left his house empty, meaning he left for Shabbos. Vayin lel simin shinayin aleph. Ratzolomer desham nisbar l'dei rishona. That we explained in simin shinayin aleph, according to one opinion. Tidavka k'shalach l'makom rochok yoser miyom echad, she'i efshar lo lovo b'Shabbos. That according to one opinion, the Einu Yehudi being gone for Shabbos only does not cause a problem if he's gone in a way that he cannot return on Shabbos. Whereas according to the second opinion, even if he can return on Shabbos, he does not aser. So he's going to aser on them. If he comes on Shabbos, he's going to aser on them. Even though, and we do not say that since it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter for the entire Shabbos. Even though we said that according to everyone, if he's more than a day's journey away, he's not going to aser. That's as long as he doesn't show up. But once he shows up on Shabbos, so that's it. Now it's a problem. Because obviously he was within a day's journey right when Shabbos began. And that's why we don't say that just because when Shabbos started, it was mutter, that it remains mutter, because obviously he was within a day's journey and primed to come back on Shabbos. The Erev batel, and therefore when he shows up on Shabbos, that nullifies the Erev. That even if they do a schiris roshos from the guy, they now then need to take care of each other, of the two Jewish people that live there, because the Erev is batel, and therefore they're going to require a bitul rishus, because you can't make an Erev on Shabbos, so you need to do a bitul rishus. You call them liskar mimen. They could do the schiras rishus on Shabbos. And we don't view that as something that's prohibited on account of mekach u'memkar, because it's only a legal fiction that they do in order just to make a hecker that to allow them to carry there via yachid mutter, and then the yachid is mutter. Ratzolomar ha'ish shebitu lo harishus, the one that they were mevatel the rishus to is mutter. Mashen kein mevatel bevadai aser, the guy who was mevatel his rishus is aser. Unless shechazar hashenu bitel rishon does mutter, unless the other one turned around and was mevatel it back to him. Kenal b'sof simshin payalif, and this we all discussed the dinim of bitel rishus in Simin Shin Pei Aleph. V'kolshkein in Meis Ha'akum b'Shabbos. And certainly if the guy dies on Shabbos, Ratzolomar, She'irvu mibod yom. Cases they made an Eruv on Erev Shabbos. V'lo Ha'akum kan. And the guy wasn't there on Erev Shabbos. Uba b'Shabbos. And then he comes back on Shabbos, right? He returns from the hospital on hospice care on Shabbos. Umeis b'Yom. And therefore he dies on Shabbos itself. Devadai mahani bitul l'chud mikal v'chomer. Then bitul Rishos alone works from a kal v'chomer. The Mikivin, the Gamech of the Tzarek Schirus, Ubitel Mahani Afil Bishabis, Vekoshkin, Bitel Luchuda. When you need a Schirus Roshos and a Bitel Roshos, we allow doing the Bitel Roshos on Shabbos, and it works after the Schirus Roshos. For sure, when all you're going to need is a Bitel Roshos, that's going to work on Shabbos. Vuadinim Loer Vuklami Bodyomne Akum Shuos Raleinu Mes Bishabis, Timvatalach Lachver Vishari. And by the way, even if they never made an Erev, they were just a guy there and they never took care of it, they never did anything about it before Shabbos, and the guy dies on Shabbos, they're allowed to do a Bitul Roshos. V'kol ze kishalo sachru min ha'akum. That's all if they didn't do a Schirus Roshos. Avlam sachru menu mibod yom. V'gam Erevu omeis ha'akum b'Shabbos. But if they did a Schirus Roshos and an Erev, and then the guy just dies on Shabbos, af sheyesh lo yorshim, even though he has yorshim, lo nispata le'erev. That does not nullify the Erev. Af sheadayin lo sachru min ha'yoresh. Even though they didn't do a Schirus Roshos from the Yoresh, since they had a Schirus Roshos with the Tata, so that it works L'Kala Shabbos for the son as well. So what we learned today is that if you have two Jews and a non-Jew living in a Chatzar, and the non-Jew is not home for Shabbos, to 2 days, whether he needs to be more than a day's journey away, but he does not aser if he's far enough away, and the two Jews can make an Eruv. But if the non-Jew returns on Shabbos, the Eruv is nullified, and they need to do a Schirus Roshos, followed by a Bittul Roshos one to the other, and they're allowed to do all of that on Shabbos. Likewise, if a Nachri dies in the Chatzar on Shabbos, they can do a Bittul Roshos one to the other on Shabbos, and if they had a Schirus Roshos with the Nachri already in advance of Shabbos, and then he dies on Shabbos, they do not require a new Schiras Roshos. Be'ezrus Hashem, on Sunday, we will move on to Simin Shin Pei Dalid. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you very much for joining on an Erev Shabbos Kodesh.